my friend, I can only say this. Of all the souls I have encountered in my travels, his was the most human.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Ron.
Andrew Ron.
Man.
Episode 230 coming at ya. What you just heard.
Oh, the humanity.
What you just heard, some anthrax. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd open the show with an anthrax song, but this shit's pretty awesome, dude, surprisingly.
Well, you know, 10 plus years in the game, you gotta start diving deep.
That's true. We got a bunch of cool bands, some Ice-T, some Lamb of God, some AFI. Anyway, we're doing it through a computer screen again. What's that?
So I thought you said cool band.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, yeah, man. So did you go on your boat parade yesterday?
Yeah, man. I was one of the guys that capsized.
The SS treason sunk.
Yeah, if I ain't gonna wear a mask, I ain't gonna wear a goddamn life jacket either.
Surprised you survived, dude.
I think it just had too many MAGA flags on my boat weighed me down.
That's true. And yeah, the human race is fucked, dude.
Yeah,
a lot
man.
Of selfish people out there, and the humanity is not there, man.
Yeah. You know, you would think that, like, through this, we would have found, like, a coming together and, like, a kumbaya shit where, like, we all kind of went, like, oh, okay, yeah, we're all in this shit together. Like, let's figure out how we can move forward, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, we just drove the fucking wedge deeper and created even more division and hate and anger and animosity and yay.
Anyway, 2020. Yeah, 2020. I'm ready for it to be over. I think we all are in the background right now. Got a little James Brown action. Shredding it. And yeah, yeah, dude.
Godfather.
We're going to play a lot of aggressive music on this one, so hope you're ready for it. Oh, yeah.
God, what was, you got to find that that old commercial. Like, wasn't there an old commercial where it was like, oh, the humanity? Oh, no, never mind. That was Stop the Insanity.
Nope. I'm glad I didn't have to look that up.
Yep. Good thing I didn't throw a wrench in your already completed set list.
So I could just post it. And shit.
Hell yeah.
So the corona's spiking in Chico hard. School school started again, and now there's 480 something cases, and then they shut down school.
Oh, duh!
And kicked everyone off campus. So,
shocker.
Yeah, man.
What did they think was gonna happen?
The frats were throwing crazy parties, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then what? And then they sent them home so they could go get their families sick.
Yep, pretty much. Fuck, dude, crazy times we're living in, and yeah, human nature is to party and, you know, live it up. And
well, yeah, I mean, you gotta revel in the days that you have, right?
Yep, I did it last night.
Hell yeah. We were relieved of duties with DJ EJ for the evening, so, like, we went out to breweries and grabbed some beers and brought them home, got some food, and fucking watched a concert on a live stream because, you know, that's the only way you can see music these days.
Did you watch the new Bill and Ted movie?
We have not. I'm really excited for how bad it's going to be.
It was awesome, dude. You must see
good.
It.
Good. It's going to be fucking horribly amazing.
That's your Sunday night assignment.
But the challenge is that DJ EJ has yet to see Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. So we got to get him to watch that before we watch the new one. Otherwise, he's not going to get half the fucking jokes.
All right, well, here comes some more music. Thanks for listening. The numbers are down hard. 10 years later, and we're losing fans.
Crashing.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening. Here we go. More music.
All right, y'all.
Rhyme.
And the crash of trees. We'll be right back.
That I myself had unleashed him.
What's up there, little homie? About ready to do this?
Yeah, man, I'm ready.
What's up?
What's up?
You've been hanging with the homies in the hood for a while now.
It's about time we jump your punk ass in.
That's right. Let me tell you something. In this world, if you can't swim, you bound to drown. Yeah. And if you fall, you better pick your punk ass up.
That's right.
And the rest of y'all.
We'll be right back. Ice-T. You've just been listening to the Seven Deadly Sin. To me, the Seven Deadly Sin is hardcore rap, and I'm very proud to have been a part of that throughout the years. I'd like to send peace out to all my homeboys that kept it real, and love to all my niggas that have died out here in this bullshit that we call the streets. You know? What can I say? Hip-hop's been good to a nigga. I got mad love for the East Coast, West Coast, North and South. I got my niggas at Top Guns here. We gon' sign this one off like this. My life's been a great story of the ultimate war. Should I ill or do right? Make peace or go raw? I can't explain the true penalties of fame and of wealth. Tell me who can I trust? I can't trust myself. God, the devil got me thinking about them ill moves. Every damn kid on the street, they got something to prove. Push a bullet through my heart, why not? That's a start, they can pump their reps quicker. Kill a well-known nigga. And if you say you're gonna kill me, should I blast you first? Being black's kinda like being born with a curse. Do or die, that's the code of the streets I didn't invent. Niggas sketch my life out with malicious intent. My skin colors got me trapped in a never-ending ghetto. I moved to the hills, but I can never let go. The gunshots and the homicides just don't stop. And just because I came up, I can always
Yo,
drop.
We come prepared for guerrilla warfare. Never scared, soldiers to the heart, and holes in body parts with our hardware. Your squad get done without no saga or sequel. When you catch a lift on the wings of this desert eagle, flapping and splitting cats, friend. Remember back when niggas would shoot joints. Now niggas be wild and blazing hollow points. Cause in this rap race, shit be moving at a murderous pace. Mad sons got slugs to the face. Over G packs of kilos, or a sore loser at CeeLo. Prepare like a scout to hold the burner on the D-Lo. In this age of idolatry, mad niggas worship vanity. You find fewer and fewer niggas maintain humanity and sanity. Hope you see the light like a prism's true colors. Only if you remain brothers, fuck the others. In this cold world of war that's controlled by the trigger, revelation of the scripture got to be that live nigga.
So if niggas wanna bite, you sound like Tyson. Attack them in the left eye, murder sit down like Rizon. You wanna diss, don't even try, son. And your pies on, I'm the prize you need to keep your eyes on. Yo, who the thong, who blazing all night long? 50 mil strong, deadly like napalm. Word is bomb, who get it on when it's time to drop a bomb? CD, stay cool and calm, with an eye upon. Dropping them C's to the knees and make a pie straight. Death's their favorite, they get served on my hot plate. Some cats that got beat, we can take it to the street. The shit these niggas taught, they digging their grave with their teeth. It's time to meet Jamaica, step into the new millennium. I analyze data like Intel Pentium. So follow me, I claim sovereignty. For God we bust, Top Guns move right, smooth as ice, sex and dust.
Ante up the goods, Top Gun Ice-T in your neck of the woods. I'm 15 blocks deep in the foreign neighborhood. Street of our styles, no smiles, trying to gun down the golden child. Still on trial for my old endeavors. Cold weather got cats trying to bark holes in my fucking sweater. Niggas are soft like butter, leathers and felt. Time to heat it up and melt. Build the welts from brass belt, buckles to brass knuckles. Kill all the jokes and chuckles, let's all get together. My fam stay thick together. Trick off and blick off together, no matter the weather. Let's ease on down to the road and to the bricks. When I start to squeeze, I want ease up a bit. Won't be no teams up in here with no classes. Just broke mouth sleds, boots shined up in the mess.
Life got no guarantees, I'm looking for the long lease. When I'm in LA, it ain't hard to find me. 21st floor, eating shrimp up at Monty's. Every time you see me, I'm connected to a dime piece. I check your styles, although you rhyme quicker. No matter what you do, I'll always lace mine thicker. Jealousy will make a fool die quicker than liquor. Watch your back with your niggas, cause that's right where they stick you. You see me in the club, drooled up all alone. I give love to my homies, then I bounce the fuck home. Bodyguards are something that I just don't do. Cause if I'm after you black, I'm gonna clap them too. Money makes my homies all look brand new. I don't fuck with the face, I make moves with the true. Ice, baby, chopping that reel, thought you knew. I might sound hard, but nigga, I can die too. Cause I'm as real as you.
Hey.
episode 230 coming at ya. Oh, the humanity.
Oh, yeah, what is going on, people?
Portland's still rioting hard, and now the latest trend is to attack the mayor's house. Have you seen those videos yet?
Oh, dear goodness, no. What's this?
They find out where the mayor lives, and then they just destroy his house, basically, and throw shit at it and protest for days on end at the mayor's house. Across the United States, dude. Detroit, Portland, Washington.
And who is doing this?
Chicago.
Is this
Black Lives Matter protesters? New York, I think there was one. I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
We are in the weirdest, craziest times ever. And yeah, still making the podcast socially distanced.
Yeah. So, you know, the only advantage that comes of it is that we put out more episodes. The disadvantage is that there's just twice as many shitty episodes now.
There you go. you're lucky to listen to this, listener, if you do.
That's right. I mean, where else are you going to hear two knuckleheads at 11 o'clock in the morning drinking beers, talking shit?
I'm not drinking a beer because I drank so many last night. But I did go to Home Depot this morning. Ugh, the gummy worms. Disgusting, dude. Does it really have sediment in the bottom of the fucking can?
Yeah, if it's fucking old or from the
bottom.
Yeah,
fuck that. Awful.
I mean, if it's old...
They call it a chewy pale ale.
Well, yeah, dude. I'm telling you right now, you got a bad batch or an old batch. Like,
yeah,
you either
I'm not trying.
Bottom of the bottom of a fermenter or something. Like,
I would drink out of a keg.
I get beers that are quote unquote like amazing all the time, and you pour it, and it looks like there's fucking oatmeal in it, and you're like, "What the shit?" Because like, it just coagulates, right? Because it's unfiltered, right? So if you're getting the bottom of the brew kiln, you're getting all the unfiltered funk in your fucking beer.
Cool.
Yeah, I've had to like take a beer and then pour it over a cheesecloth to get all that shit out. Like, just because the beer was so good, I just couldn't drink it when it looked like I was drinking fucking sand.
Anyway, yeah, we love drinking beer, and unfortunately, a lot of the breweries are going out of business, dude, in this trying time.
While that is true, you know, while that is true, like, I'm here in Sacramento, and before this shit went down, you know, you could get a brewery passport for the Sacramento region, right? And it was, like, a list of all the breweries, and you could go and get, like, a stamp when you went and tried something, and you get prizes along the way. There's, like, fucking 78 breweries in, like, a 25-mile radius.
That's insane and really cool.
I mean, while it is really cool, like, there's no way that any market can sustain that much competition, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, I can't imagine, like...
every time you turn a corner, it's like, Jones Brewing, Smith Brewing, Jones and Smith Brewing, Johnson Brewing. Like, Jesus fuck, dude. Like, everybody got a brewery now? Like, is that just how it is?
Here in Cali, we're at the epicenter of the virus and the breweries. So
that's right.
Anyway, we're going to play some more music. Well, here it comes. Coming up. Or actually in the background. Gower will appreciate this. Dragon Force.
And come nice.
coming up next, Lamb of God.
Takes me back, man. I always was put to shame by you guys playing that shit on like Expert.
Oh, I know. Yeah, Guitar Hero.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, no.
I could never even come close on. There was one like Slayer song, Rain and Blood.
Was it Danny that could do it?
It was this dude Eric, an old drummer.
Oh my god. And he fucking, like, would get perfects.
I know.
Like, what the shit, dude?
I was like, I remember that. Yeah, that Slayer song was like insane.
Here's the real question, though. Like, how was that guy at actually playing guitar, though?
Not good. Yup.
So, all right. I'm going to put this out there because I mentioned it all those years ago, and I still think that it's a completely fucking brilliant idea. And someone that's smarter than me that is dumb enough to listen to this podcast, I'm going to give this to you. You guys can just run with it, okay? Imagine if Guitar Hero type design, right, where, you know, you have the button colors or whatever, but you're playing an actual instrument, right? And it's interlinked with that, so it's basically like an instructional tutorial, right, teaching you how to actually play the guitar.
That's already a thing.
Right. No, oh, but wait, there's more. But once you've once you've completed that or proven that you have, you know, that you can pass certain tests or whatever, right, that you get to, like, the game part. Well, the songs, if you will, aren't predetermined. You can load in your own fucking playlists, your own music, and play any song that you want to play from your own musical collection. And it will, you know, render that into the game.
Yeah, they've never created that, that's for sure.
And that's really what I think is, like, dude, why not? Like, how long does it take for them to render, like, the color pattern code, right? It's got to be maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, that'd
right?
be awesome. That's a great idea.
I'd wait 5 minutes to play any song I wanted.
That's pretty cool. All right, we're going to play some more music, and thanks for listening. Here it comes.
If you did.
Oh, the humanity.
Rhyme.
Inhumanity of treason.
Yeah. What happened to the love that they all talking about? Oh, it's nothing but useless words that are coming from out of their mouth. Talking about love the way it should be.
brick with handbars, doing beers, locked up on what he say, she say, shit. Separated from they kiss, the system sick. We're guilty before we can prove our innocence, because it's lucrative. The more bodies in cells, the more they can make cells to get more sick. Makes no sense. And Brooklyn, the metro detention center, won't give the inmates no heat or medical attention. They lie to the masses and downplay their living conditions, but steady they building more prisons. An increase in college tuition, closing down neighborhood schools, and strip away tools. But still they ain't teaching them shit they can use with a slant. Need to change the way we live in and how we thinking. People are high positions, ain't assisting being a house nigga. How you a public figure, only worry about your figure.
That's real spill, Ash.
Let my people,
Lord,
free
physically, spiritually.
For the night, Big L and Big and Pac got killed. I know some street niggas that's real. I know some regular niggas who just as real. Some legends who never pop that still. Street niggas who rap is ill. Real life, they not that ill. Niggas with record deals. Real life, they contract kill. Niggas who kill to survive. Niggas who kill just to kill. A lot of niggas probably want you to die just cause you dressed to kill. Your final day might be the day that you finally made it. Only Gucci we acknowledge around this way is Roderick Davis. Only thing fly around this way, hollow tips, I dies that shit. Gave my nigga 3 to 5 for marijuana and legalize that shit.
Ring, ding, 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 bells ringing, the clock is ticking. Need to change the way we live in and how we thinking. Positions ain't assisting being a house nigga. How you a public figure, only worry about your figure. Free. Let my people free. Let my people.
Appreciation goes out to Reza Islam, David Banner, Derek Grace, Mike Eric Dyson, D.L. Hughley, T.I.P., Clarence Avon, Steve Carlis, Pharrell, Killer Mike, Jay-Z, Dave Chappelle, Jamel Hill, and a special shout out and thank you to Ice-T and Ice Cube for putting your platform on the line so we can say whatever we want on our platform. You are appreciated.
Prosperity.
episode 230. Oh, the humanity. We are closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Haggard as fuck, bro. Buffalo fuck Trace. Yeah, bro. It hurts. We got the brain fuck pain, yeah, coach.
That's some good shit, though, that Buffalo Trace. Can't deny that.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It hurt me. And the Pizza Port Costco pack that never ends.
Yeah, but the question is, like, were you drinking that Buffalo Trace in, like, a 32-ounce tumbler with, like, a massive Red Bull in it?
No, we were just shooting it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's better. I mean, yeah.
Not, like, a swig, but an actual shot glass.
Right. But Buffalo Trace, just shooting it. Man. It's almost a shame. Like, it's a sipping
whiskey.
That's
what I said. I'm all, can I just... And then they called me weak, so then I, you know.
They called you weak? You want to put your Buffalo Trace, like, on a highball and fucking...
I'm like, can I just sip it out of the shot glass? You know what I mean?
Right? Right.
Yeah. It's not that kind of whiskey at all.
I mean, at least make me a fucking mint julep, then.
You fancy man with your mint julep? What is this? Fucking Georgia? Nah, we're Smoky Cali...
It was the fucking Kentucky Derby, dog.
Oh. The Derbs. I missed the Derby and really don't care at all.
Fastest 2 minutes in sports.
I thought it was 4 minutes. Jesus.
It's actually the biggest betting day in all of sport. More bets are transacted for the Kentucky Derby than any other sporting event globally.
That's crazy. Yeah, man. I don't even know who won, but...
So, there was some crazy imagery that I saw last night of the Kentucky Derby where, like, one shot as the horses are coming around the final turn and it's just a completely empty stadium.
Yep, of course it is.
then another picture from outside of the Kentucky Derby Museum and... line from end to end of the block is police in full, like, military style riot gear. Then across the street from the Kentucky Derby Museum, a group of about like 300 that call themselves some sort of militia were in all black with their like ARs and shit on full display, holding a little fucking rally there in the park. And of course, you know, that's perfectly fine. You know, what's wrong with that, right? 200 fucking armed people calling themselves a militia. That's fine. Yeah, that's cool. Welcome to America, 2020.
Yep, it's gone quite off the rails and pretty crazy. The old Green Bay crap, or what was it? You know, near Green Bay, the crazy shooting and all that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kenosha.
Kenosha, man. Fuck,
yeah,
dude.
Man. And then fucking our confounder in chief with his fucking conflations about fucking, oh, if you're a fucking injured or dead veteran, then you're a fucking loser. Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
All right. Well, let's close out the show. Thanks for listening if you do. And yeah, man. Can't say I'm excited for the next political show that we're going to do, Kanye for president. So.
That's right, folks. Kanye for president. Because do you want to vote for Emperor Palpatine or for Darth Sidious?
Kanye. All right, closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Here it goes. Oh, the humanity. Right.
And we're fucking doomed with treason.
No escape. Stuck inside. Stress and pain don't leave my mind. Only fate can decide what to climb someone out of time. Cold-blooded steel in this fucked up world we live in. It's mental devil.
disintegrating all around me. Awake and think about how this whole world turned on itself. I feel I'm turning into somebody else. My condition will be the enemy. It's mental demolition. I can't break it.
What have we done to Mother Earth?
Well, we didn't do anything, did we?
Humanity, Cage! Humanity! What have we done to Mother Earth?
Oh, the horror.
The what?
Oh, the horror.
What?
The horror.
Are you doing...
Marlon Brando from Apocalypse...
This is no time for fucking imitations.
Sorry.
What are we gonna do?
We will survive.
We will?
Yeah. With our wits. And our friendship. And our rock. We will find a way. We will survive. Whoa, look at that.
It's a cute little two-headed doggie.
Oh, can we keep him? Look how cute.
Of course we can. We will name him Hope.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And Treason.